Hello, it's M2N here, and I've got JN2N with me as well.
Hello.
This is in response to Freaky Fouf and his pet peeves audio boo. Freaky Fouf expressed his frustration and impatience with people introducing themselves at the beginning of their boos. He put forward his listening style, where he navigates to somebody's personal feed, or a tweet that somebody has tweeted their own boo, and that's the way he's listening to boos, and expresses frustration that people spend time introducing themselves and have a quote boilerplate introduction, and all that kind of thing, interestingly he describes it as if it's actually done for the benefit of the person recording the boo, that it's a kind of vanity thing, which is maybe, or you know, in some ways for their benefit. And is done with, you know, total disregard of the listener's needs. That might be the case for some people. It may be some people need they need to warm up their voice in some way and sort of get into the swing of things, and therefore they like to recite their sort of boilerplate introduction just to get themselves in the swing of it. And I even know I even recognise some people have a signature ending as well, and they always end in the same way. Mm. So yes, I think there's some people that need that, or that use that for their own benefit to get into the swing of the boo. But I think in the vast majority of the cases, it's actually done with the intention of helping the listener. Mm. I'm sure that Andre is getting off the floor now and can't believe that it could be for the benefit of the listener. it depends on how you listen to boos, I think, and that's why I'm going to offer up an alternative scenario. So, a lot of the people that I know who listen to audio boos listen to their audio boos in some kind of podcast catcher. So some people use iTunes and they find the RSS feed for their followed boos, and they subscribe to that in their iTunes, and then iTunes automatically just downloads all of the new episodes that have been generated by the people they follow in Audioboo. But they're doing this purely within the iTunes application. They're not going to the Audioboo website. They're just coming in on iTunes, and then you lose the context of who it's from and what the title is. You don't know who the authors are, because the RSS feed will just have the RSS feed may just be showing the name of the channel, kind of the name of the RSS feed, and that's iTunes is one example. I don't use iTunes for that, so I may have got that slightly wrong. I know some people use iTunes and then sync it to their iPod device, iPhone, whatever, iPad. So using iTunes again, but get the device, get it onto their mobile device and listen to it that way. And again, the interface changes. I'm one of the people that uses Downcast, and I know a lot of people that use Downcast as their podcast listener. And in Downcast specifically, it's very difficult to see who the author was of the individual boos. So if I look at my stream of audio boos in Downcast, I can see the titles and I can see the pictures sometimes, but I can't see the author until I click into the boo page, which I don't need to do to listen to it. I can just hit play and it just plays the playlist, and it means that you can listen to a lot of boos back to back and cram in a lot of content. Because you can just set your podcast player playing on the playlist and then just listen. And then you can put your gardening gloves on or washing up gloves or whatever. You can
That's
jump
me
in.
You're describing
you can
now.
you can you know, you can get your hands dirty where you won't be able to keep fiddling with your iPhone. You can just keep listening for hours on end and do something else with your hands and never have to touch the iPhone again. You can do what Paul O'Money does and jump in the shower and listen to boos that way. Mm-hmm. And again, you don't have to worry whether you've got a 2-minute boo, because the next boo will automatically start playing again. So that's why we use things like Downcast to listen to boos. But you do lose that context of who it's from. So with that in mind, it's really helpful when people actually introduce themselves briefly at the beginning of the boo.
Yeah.
It's really helpful.
Well, some people boo a lot, so you'll know their voices because you hear a lot from them. But some people only boo every once in a while.
If they choose to use their voice, some people boo a lot but don't speak. They capture ambient sounds and things like that.
That's a different thing, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, I was just saying about people who don't boo a lot and then you hear this voice that you've not heard before. Maybe you just followed this person recently or, you know, they last booed 6 months ago and you suddenly hear them and you don't know who it is. So that's always nice if they introduce themselves. If people record soundscapes, they don't usually say who it is and what it is. So if I hear strange noises, I tend to then have a look anyway.
Mm.
Stop and have a look what it is and where it's supposed to be from, what it's supposed to be. But
I mean, for me, I mean, the introducing introduce it. See if it comes back to you while I'm talking. introducing yourself at the beginning of the boo is useful because it means you have to look.
I know now. I always like to say what the date is as well because I don't know whether you can see that now in Audioboo, but it didn't used to. So when I listen back to one of my boos from ages ago, it'll just say about 3 months ago and I have no idea what day that was.
Yes, that's so useful as well.
So since I use it as kind of a diary function as well to say what I was up to on a particular day, or I did then anyway, it was good to know which day it was exactly.
Yes, absolutely. There's another benefit that makes me think.
If Audioboo started actually putting dates to them, then I wouldn't have to do that anymore.
Well, no, I disagree, actually, because I think there's additional benefit to that, because sometimes somebody records a boo on a date, and then they forget to publish it for weeks. And then suddenly it pops it gets published on a date, and you listen to it and you think, that doesn't make sense. They're talking about something as if it was 2 months ago. And then you work out they did actually record it 2 months ago, but they just never actually got around to publishing it. So it's very useful to know the date and the time when you're starting the recording. And it can be really helpful for context. So, but for me, it means that, you know, you don't have to keep looking at your iPhone. You can just, you can listen to just spend a short amount of time at the beginning of the track, just to say who you are, what the date is, maybe what you're going to talk about. And that then is a consideration for the listener so that they then know, okay, I can make a decision now about whether, or at least it puts it in context, and it also allows you to make a decision and say, well, actually, no, I don't fancy listening to that person right now, or I'm not, you know, I don't ever want to listen to them talking about this particular subject because I know that it's not for me. So, so it's a consideration for the listener.
Yeah. Well, I suppose what I'm not a great fan of is if you've done a long preamble introduction in your first boo and then you have to do a second part and then you do exactly the same introduction again, because I think, well, you know, I think for the second and third whatever part, for those of us who haven't got that much time, I find it enough to see. I used to just keep talking, maybe even the same sentence, because that's what I do in private messages, but I just continue.
So when you do a two-part boo,
but if you're, I do the a
second,
public
the
boo,
second part is actually you can continue almost mid-sentence.
Yes, because that's what I'm used to for private messages, but I do realise now the way that other people listen to public boos, they might only catch the second boo, and they might, if they hear me starting in the middle of a sentence, they might think, what the heck is going on? So yeah, I'll have to... That's why I think it's quite good to say this is who it is and this is part two. So at least they realise, oh, there should be a part one somewhere.
Yeah, but keep it brief.
It really brief. Yeah. So just to say this is a part two rather than introduce the whole thing again, because really, you spend half your boo doing the introduction.
Yeah, and that's really helpful for me as well, because sometimes I'll listen to a playlist and I'll actually be listening and I'll actually be presenting the playlist on my device in reverse chronological order. Because I'm because I might be so behind with my audiobooks that I want to just listen to the most recent ones that are happening right now. So I'll have my reverse chronological order, and then when I come across part two of one, I'll hit that one first, and I'll know immediately, okay, this is part two of two. I need to actually skip and listen to part one first. Well, so it's really helpful.
I didn't realise all these things, because I suppose I just went by how I listen. But then when I hear how you listen and how many boos you download, etc., and how it works for you, I didn't realise that I have to change my ways to accommodate. Oh, self-service, is it?
Henry's just come in with a bag of chocolatey biscuits and he wants his mummy to open them.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, Mizak man.
They're dinosaurs, yeah.
Yeah, Mizak's doing it.
Peace, Mama.
Okay.
That's better. Right. And now we wait for the daughter to come in as well. She'll be next, won't she?
He doesn't usually go in clothes, but when she realises this...
Well, he's not going to be eating those quietly, is he? The rest of the noise. She'll see. Okay. Oh, well, use this as an experiment. Okay, so she's watching television, and so how long will it take her to notice? Right, but yes, you were saying about how you've listened to what other people what other people do in their booze and their listening habits.
Yeah, because it quite opened my eyes when we had a conversation before, when other people said how they listen to booze, and then I realised that that's different from how I listen. They use different apps, or they listen in a different way, and that means that yeah, as you said, because you do these things for the listener, you need to do something slightly different.
Exactly. So anyway, Andre, I hope that that gives you a different perspective, mate. I do enjoy your booze, and that was, you got a bit ranty there, but not as ranty as some of your other booze, which is always entertaining, although maybe a little bit scary. but there we are. Hope that helps the conversation go along. Thanks very much to Jane Twin for being on my boo.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.
Bye.